Why kept your train band such a stir? Why sent you them by clusters and went on to St. James's Park? Why took you then their musters? Why rid my lord up Fleet Street with coaches at least 20 and filled, they say, with aldermen as good they had been empty? London is a brave town, yet either case is pity. Their mayor and some few aldermen have clean undone the city. The prentices are gallant blades, and to the king are clifty, but the lord mayor and aldermen are scarce so wise as thrifty. I'll pray for the apprentices, they to the king were hearty, for they have done all that they can to advance their sovereign's party. Oh, London is a brave town, yet either case is pity. Their mayor and some few aldermen have clean undone the city. What's now become of your brave points and of your general Massey? If you petition for a peace, these gallants they will slash ye. Where now are all your reform models to Scotland gone together? 'Twere better they were fairly trust than they should bring them hither. London is a brave town, yet either case is pity. Their mayor and some few aldermen have clean undone the city. But if your aldermen were false or Glynn, that's your recorder, let them never betray you more, but hang them up in order. All these men may be coached as well as any other sinner, up Holborn and ride forward still to Tyburn to the dinner. London is a brave town, yet either case is pity. Their mayor and some few aldermen have clean undone the city. God send the valiant general may restore the king to glory, then that name I have honored so will famous be in story, which if he do not I much fear the ruin of the nation, and that I should be loth to see his house's desolation. London is a brave town, yet either case is pity. Their mayor and some few aldermen have clean undone the city. Den Hollis is a gallant man, and was for them too crafty. What he pretended for the king was for the member's safety. Sir Stapleton's a stern brave boy, although his spouse be courtly. He went to York and's labour lost, he could not bring Frank Wortley. The Parliament hath sitten close, as e'er did knight in saddle, for they have sitten full 6 years, and now their eggs prove addle. Brave Fairfax did himself besiege poor Frank, and him hath undone, yet lost more men in taking him than he did taking London. Now whither is Will Waller gone to sea with Prince Elector? Will he forsake his lady so, and leave her no protector? The Parliament has sitten close, as e'er did knight in saddle, for they have sitten full 6 years, and now their eggs prove addle. Jack Maynard is a loyal blade, yet blind as any beetle. He purchases the bishop's lands, yet scarce can see Paul's steeple. Both Glynn and Harlow are for Wells, and Lewis for his madams. These Britons will not change their bloods with Noah's, no scarce with Adams. The Parliament hath sitten close, as e'er did knight in saddle, for they have sitten full 6 years, and now their eggs prove addle. Clotworthy is a zealous man, yet hath his purse well lined, so hath Watlong, yet he's, we know, religiously inclined. but Nichols is for Pluto's court in quest of his father or Uncle Pym, and there he found Stroud, Hamd, and Pym together. The Parliament hath sitten close as e'er did knight in saddle, for they have sitten full 6 years, and now their eggs prove addle. These three hath Pluto's Mercury sent, and wonder they prove such men to make three kingdoms one poor state, and do it worse than Dutchmen. Their synod now sits in great fear, and so does Jack Presbyter, that we shall have a king again, and once more see a mitre. Yet they have sitten wondrous close, as e'er did king in saddle, for they have sitten full 7 years, and now their eggs prove addle.